Yesterday in Gordo's Corner, Gordo asked the very legitimate question, if there are so many squirrels, and I know yesterday at this time we were talking about my battle with squirrels.
Right.
If there are so many squirrels, why do we never see squirrels having sex out in the open?
Right.
And I think it's a really good point. Now, that conversation, we did determine that we've all seen animals having sex before. In
making
real life.
Love. Yes, I prefer making love.
If you watch the wildlife shows, that's all they show, and it's very uncomfortable.
All they show. They show them killing as well.
But I do remember when I was a kid, our cats, JJ and Jenny, were having sex in the backyard when we were all out there playing, and my dad did the stereotypical thing because I think he had the garden hose in his hand watering. He turned the garden hose on them and broke them up.
What? That seems... I understand why someone has the desire to stop that from happening. It's kind of unfair to those animals, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're not breaking any laws.
That's so disturbing,
they paid for
too.
The ticket. They can do what they want.
As a kid to see that, I remember one of our neighborhood dads got after two dogs one time, and the female was just yelping. It was, it was terrible.
She was yelping.
Yeah, she was, It wasn't going well for her.
Isn't that why the dad...
It wasn't consensual, you don't think?
It never is in the animal kingdom.
Well, it has to be at some point because the females are wanting stuff, right?
They're on the run.
But they want to reproduce.
One of the reasons that it never looks consensual in the animal kingdom is because they're never facing each other. So that implies one of them
someone
is not
snuck
enjoying
up
it.
On someone, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it implies some stealth happened to make
us be caught.
And once mounted, the female always seems to be trying to get out of it. Right? Like moving forward, and it just
using
doesn't
all her breath.
So George, the point you bring up about the female dog yelping, isn't that why the dad usually makes the executive decision to break it up via the garden hose?
I don't know, but...
Because it's disturbing to the kids to see the female dog obviously not enjoying it.
Yeah, and I guess that's the... I don't know when that started, but yes, that's the way you separate them. I don't know if that does the female any good, though.
Yeah, she's
they can
having
get injured,
to get...
I think.
Right.
So is he just aiming at the male with the garden hose? Or is it just
the
both of them?
The way I remember it was the male was squinting his eyes as he's getting sprayed in the face. And
but still hanging on for dear life.
In there, yeah.
He's determined to finish it.
Maybe putting a paw up in front of one eye.
He didn't pull down his visor or anything?
Put some goggles on.
It seemed like I remember my dad trying to aim for the middle, trying to break them up.
For the middle, yeah, so he's aiming for
undercarriage kind of spray, yeah.
Maybe
right at the engagement point.
Yeah,
and I think another reason dads do this is because they don't want to have to explain to the kids what was just happening.
Yeah, we were all out watching,
so I mean, knew what it was.
Well, not really. I didn't know really what was going on. I thought they were fighting at first.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, there was a lot of questions I had.
Well, what's more violent, the dog one or the cat one? Because cats is a particularly kind of evil sounding thing, too.
Yeah, the cat one was really violent.
They scream.
And if I don't remember asking my dad what they were doing, but if I were my dad, I would have said they were roughhousing. You know?
Right.
I was just trying to break them up because they were gonna fight or something like that. Well, Gordo,
sure they were fighting.
In the wake of our conversation yesterday, I got an email that I laughed about all day, and it's from P1 Trey, and he attached a video, and the video shows two squirrels having sex. And he said, in reference to your squirrel sex discussion this morning, I saw this a few weeks ago on a residential street in San Antonio on my way to work. The sexual encounter only lasted 10 or 15 seconds, maybe, and it took me a few seconds to grab my phone and start videoing. What the video doesn't capture is when they initially engaged in this public sex act, the male squirrel was thrusting at an amazing speed, like a machine gun. like a machine gun. And then it got me thinking about the conversation we had a few days before that about how squirrels always act like they're on meth.
Yes.
Yeah. Real jumpy, jet.
So can't you just picture this male squirrel mounting the female and then just like a machine gun?
Oh, yeah.
Thrusting.
It's crazy. Like a reciprocating saw. There it is, right there.
Why do squirrels have to do everything at hyper speed, including making love?
I don't know. They can slow down. You know, it's like...
They're paranoid. They have people shooting at them. Cars trying to run
few
over
people
them. Dogs
them.
Chasing them.
Well, we wouldn't run over them if they weren't so squirrely.
Right.
I mean, if they just move slowly, but just look down the road, okay, well, I'm going to get out of the way.
Right.
Squirrel. I mean, we'll avoid you. Half the time, you're twitching one way, and they happen to twitch the same way, and that's why you run over them.
Right. Why are they so twitchy?
I don't know. And then they do, even when they're sitting there still... They got that tail that starts twitching. Because yeah. They're methed out of their gourd.
And they got to move their head real quickly every time. They never move their head slowly.
Methed out of their gourd.
It's, everything's real quick. Everything's a twitch.
Dude, just relax.
That's the squirrel having sex. And George, you said you've seen a lot of horses having sex, but they don't do it rapid fire like that, do they?
No, but it's violent because they're so big, you know.
What do you mean they're so big?
As animals are huge. Oh, okay. I mean,
we can't even fix a horse's bone.
Stand 15 hands high, and yeah.
And don't, when the male horses are erect, doesn't it look like the microphone Bob Barker used to use on The Price is Right? Isn't it very long and thin?
Like, I don't know about thin.
I don't know about thin.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Or fire okay. hose. Than,
yeah, it looks know. Like a. They grow a fifth leg.
Which animal is it that's real long and thin? It's real evil looking?
Gordon Keith.
Well, bulls have that real weird, because people are always making the bull penis into like walking canes. You ever seen that?
Yeah. No.
I don't understand why that's a deal.
I don't know.
Maybe that's
there's
what I'm
no
thinking.
Other animal that we take their penis and make it into a walking cane.
Yeah,
except for bulls.
I don't know.
There are some animals that do not have penises, including birds, as we talked about
is George
yesterday.
George on that list, by the way.
They 97% of birds have a vent, and they put their vents together.
That's fair.
Sharks do not.
Do
Did
not
you know
have
that?
Penises
do not have penises. Hmm.
Yeah, that's what they're
dolphins?
Trying to make up for.
It says the gentleman shark grabs his lady's pectoral fin in his mouth, then arches his body around hers to insert his clasper into her vent.
God. Did you use the term the gentleman shark?
That's what this article says.
The gentleman.
Spiders do not have penises.
Mark.
And lizards do not have penises.
Hmm.
So there you have it, an update from the world of animal sex.